can just follow directly from there. To die the great death once and for all. The great death, the death of the judgments and discretions of I, me, mine. When this is thoroughly cast away, we call it the great death. I refuse to operate from the standpoint of my own evaluations and judgments. Even though you try to cast aside discriminating consciousness, it is not so easy. It seems as if your judgments and discretions are trailing you, refusing to let go, doesn't it? There you need determination. One resolution is necessary, but you must constantly strengthen and deepen your resolution. I will not operate from the standpoint of my own judgment first. I will not depend upon my own evaluations and discernment. I will not rely upon what I have up to now misjudged to be myself. Die once and for all, the great death. My judgment cleanly released. And after the great death, then do what you will, and all will be well. The genuine has made itself clear to you, so all is well. Heaven and earth, one truth, true self. All beings are my lovely, lovely, precious children. Self-cherishing, operating first from a standpoint of I, me, mine. You've come lifetimes with this habit. You can cast it away. The Buddhas and ancestors were once just as we are now. Before awakening to true self, there is clinging to I am. Clinging to I am, there is confusion. But in the future, we will be Buddhas and ancestors. This is our given state. Now, here, this is genuine. The genuine is laid forth in total dedication. Now, here. Revering the Buddhas and ancestors, we are one, one Buddha, one ancestor, one. Awaken to the genuine, and you understand that everything is the genuine. This is all I ever say to you over and over and over. Heaven and earth, genuine self, one self. Heaven and earth, one root. All things, one body. If you have been blessed with awakening to the source, to the roots, then all activity arises from the source. So do what you will, and all will be well. The samadhi of selfishness, of self-cherishing, becomes the samadhi of great, lively, true mind. All the Buddhas and ancestors awakened to one truth. Is something missing in your life? Are things not quite right? Do you feel that you don't understand something vital? Do you feel that you can say with confidence, everything is good? Good, everything is good, just fine. This is what you seek to know. You cannot help but seek the genuine. You cannot help but seek to know goodness. When we put forth the thought of enlightenment, we are one with all the Buddhas in Bodhi mind, in the thought of enlightenment. You have been awarded a human life this time around. You feel hungry. Hungry, you can't settle down. You will not be satisfied until you know truth. Of course not. You are truth seeking to know itself. How could the genuine settle for less? You cannot help but seek to know yourself. Truth would not settle for anything but the real feast, self-knowledge. The genuine feast is the genuine only. So of course you're hungry. You appears to be a hard and fast solidity of indecision, uncertainty, dissatisfaction, disappointment, tiresome analysis. And all you really desire is the genuine. When we put forth the thought of enlightenment, we are one with all the Buddhas in Bodhi mind. Look, just look around you. This is the dojo of the genuine. Everything. All things. True self. To treat each thing, each being, with the very utmost love and kindness. This is what the true heart seeks to do. But until we awaken to perfect life, to the reality that all being is perfect life, we won't be able to treat each thing, each being, with the reverence that it deserves. Even though we may think that we've found goodness, if it isn't genuine goodness, it is unreliable. We continue to experience frustration, irritation. So, if you still have not realized truth, all things are the genuine, just. You've got work to do. You cannot be indolent. Those who in the past were not enlightened will now be enlightened. Lifetime after lifetime of looking off. Layer upon karmic layer of misunderstanding, misconception, misinterpretation. And what do you have? A small, mean, paltry illusion of I am. I am is never really satisfied. I am not easy in my mind. I am anxious. That's your little I am. But truth is always right now, right here, waiting for you to wake up and notice. Everything is truth, perfect merit, complete virtue. First grade children have their names written on all their belongings, on their shoes and their books and their clothes, so that they can keep up with their stuff. Well, your name is written boldly on everything that the eye can see, on everything that crosses the mind, on everything the ear can hear, on everything the hand can touch, and more. What could you possibly have to object to? Heaven and earth, I myself, for all eternity. Faith in this, faith in true self, the roots of great belief. Belief in this, just this. Why don't you see it? It dances before your eyes, this. It leaps out before you every instant. It turns cartwheels and flips before you. Look. It offers itself for your awareness. Every instant. Now, here. This. Please use it freely. The Buddhas and ancestors are extending their compassion freely, without bounds, so that we are able to attain the Buddha way and to let go of that attainment. No grasping. The world is bottomless kindness, warmth. Great warmth and kindness. We are one. One, no matter how it is cut, truth remains one. Take a big bucket or barrel filled with fresh water. Lower your hands into that water and saw away at the water, cutting, freely, lengthwise and crosswise. The water parts before your hands, but just as immediately it remains in its oneness. There is no dividing and separating true self. Do you have time to grumble? Do you have time to object to anything? Those in the past who were not enlightened will now be enlightened. From the timeless past, for all eternity, salvation is your inherent original state. What a pity not to understand this. The Buddhas are extending their compassion freely, without bounds, so that we are able to attain the Buddha way. Do you long for a compassionate world? Do you long to be truly compassionate yourself, thoroughgoing compassion? Truth fills the universe with compassion. Please make Duge's words your own vow. All being is my true compassionate self. In the past I have not been enlightened. In this life I will attain enlightenment. Looking away from truth, I have come bearing a mountainous burden of problems, but I will awaken from distraction. In this life, I will save the body which is the fruit of many lives. When Buddhas were not enlightened, they were like you are now. The Buddhas, stately, calm, dignified, thoroughly kind, compassionate, were once like we are now. Clinging to I am, manipulated by that clinging. I am is an artificial object. But if you become enlightened now, you will be like the old Buddhas. Enlightened, everything is the genuine. Reflect deeply on this verse, for this is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. Everyone is confused in spiritual darkness, suffering, creating problems through discriminative thinking, countless lifetimes. But truth is here to be verified. If you become enlightened now, you will be like the old Buddhas. This is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. All beings are Buddha. If you repent in this way, from time immemorial, and still now, I am looking off, I am not seeing reality. This is true repentance, atonement. Looking off, I have committed many transgressions of body, speech, and mind. While perfectly endowed with truth, I have held it falsely, made of it something tawdry, useless. I have made it into delusion. I have wasted all my time looking off. This is inexcusable. I will not continue in this way. Repenting in this way, one never fails to receive profound help from all the Buddhas and ancestors. Help which cannot be detected with the eyes. Help which cannot be detected with the eyes, but the Buddhas are grinning, grinning, grinning. The Buddhas are ever smiling upon us. Shouldering this hard, brittle, self-centered vision of the world, how we toil, always seeking advantageous conditions for me, self first. The habit of looking off from truth becomes so strong that we injure others almost without qualms. We easily turn into demons of hell, hungry spirit, animal, shura. Our self-centeredness surpasses even that of the baby. This has been, up to now, my conduct, speech, and thought. In this way, revealing and disclosing one's lack of faith and practice, revealing and disclosing one's transgressions and evil acts before the Buddha, the power of this repentance melts away the root of transgressions. I will stop taking the superficial, the created, to be the genuine. I will become more and more intimate in greater harmony with truth. I will earnestly, sincerely receive, see, and hear in accord with true mind. I will practice actions, speech, and thoughts in accord with true mind. Who is practicing? Who is doing? Is it I, me, mine? No matter how assiduously you search for it, you will find no trace of self-nature. The power of this revelation melts away the root of transgressions. This is the genuine, true practice. The mind of true faith, the body true faith. Thanks to each one of you, we have been able to complete this June session. I don't want to make excuses for myself, but I am sorry that I could not encourage you with the Kyosaku. It was quiet, session, with little Kyosaku, little stick. But still, you put all of your effort into your sitting, into encouraging yourself. The energy of the group moved our session, fueled our session. Those who do zazen, even once, wipe away immeasurable transgressions. transgressions, carrying, grasping, clinging. Carrying in your mind, clinging in your mind, grasping. Discrimination, self and other duality. As long as you cling to I am, you are turning your back on truth. We are, all of us, we are masters of looking off. So we suffer and worry. That's still not so bad when you only hurt yourself. But we cause suffering for those with whom we are related, with whom we are connected. In truth, we are connected to everyone. Our actions reverberate throughout the universe. Those who do Zazen, even once, wipe away innumerable transgressions. These are the words of the Buddhas. You have this all-important affinity with Zazen. Please hold it dear. Give it the importance it deserves. Value your affinity for Zazen. All heaven and earth, one root. All things, one body. Please accept and receive this truth with all your heart. With all your heart, have faith in true self. Become a person who is able to know that there was never anything to fret about. Now, here. Now, here. Everything is given you. Please receive truth. Truth is before you. Truth receives truth. Now, here. It's right before you. Who is it? Who is this? No thing, no one is left out. Receive this truth and you know, I go nowhere, I'm right here. There is no solidity, no ego, just truth, just true mind. Truth is not constructed, created in your thoughts. Knowing is delusion. What we imagine is never more than simply our imagination. Very unsatisfying. Truth is here. Each of you is here because you receive, you believe, you practice this one truth. I say only one thing to you. Receive, believe, practice truth. Practice is the direct experience of truth, direct, immediate. Be one with your practice. The roots of roots of roots, only one truth. Truth, yourself. No change. Believe from the depths of existence in original Buddha nature. Be decided. Then naturally, your reverence grows. Naturally, you come to rever each thing. You worship each being. You appreciate truth in all that you encounter. Chittante. Pour yourself into this one doing. Become this one doing. Please continue. This week of June Sesshin may be ending, but Sesshin is for always. Sesshin is for always. To determine to continue your practice with energy and enthusiasm. If you make this determination, then you will continue your practice. Please do it. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.